ایران، تک تک شما دوستان را به پروردگار نگه دارنده مهر و مهربانان می سپارد تا پنج شنبه دیگر با شهر قصه نو از آموزه ها، اسطوره ها و هنر فلات ایران. Thank you for joining Seymour Storyland. You can listen to Seymour Stories at www.parsma.blogspot.ca or join Seymour Friends at facebook.com/SeymourRadio. پاینده و پیروز در پناه خداوند باشید.
Get your early bird passes for the Vancouver Folk Music Festival until June 11th.
Step outside normal society with Steve Earle and the Dukes, Dvachka, and Vancouver's own Hannah Georges.
The Vancouver Folk Music Festival, July 19th to 21st at Jericho Beach Park. More information at thefestival.bc.ca.
The Vancouver Folk Fest is proudly sponsored by CITR 101.9.
I am Boutros, Boutros Ghali. Put down your gun and listen to...
Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 Vancouver.
out loudly. I'm crazy, crazy for feeling so blue. And you love me as love. And then someday you leave me for somebody new. Why would I let myself worry? Wondering what in the world did I do? Oh, I'm crazy for thinking that my love could hold you. I'm crazy for trying, crazy for crying, and I'm crazy for loving you.
Ah, what a lovely song from a lovely band. You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. And this is my second last show of the year. Can you believe it? You're probably thinking, what the heck? It's not the end of the year yet. Well, for me, it is. I'll be going back to my homeland in a couple of weeks for about 2 months. So from October 24th is my last show, which will be my best of show. And today is my second last, and I have a delightful treat for you later on. I'm very excited to have Black Gardenia in the studio with me in about 25 minutes or so. That song was from their first album, self-titled, called Black Gardenia, and that was Crazy, a lovely song that they put together. Obviously an oldie, but a goodie nonetheless. And they've actually been around for quite some time, first as a quartet, and now they've become a quintet. Today on the show, I will have Daphne and Andrew in on from Black Gardenia, as they like to call themselves the Black Gardenia Duo. I couldn't fit all five of them in the studio today, but I've got two of them coming in to talk about the jazz sound, their music, what's going on with them at the moment, and also their most recent album, No Moon At All. And we're going to hear a set from them live in the studio as well, which is super exciting. And that'll be happening after a little interview that I do with them around 6:30. So listen in, there's lots of live, fun Vancouver jazz music that we are going to be chomping away at over the next little while. So for anyone that's not heard of Are You Aware, I'll give you a little bit of a breakdown of what I'm trying to do on this show. So my show is every second Thursday, 6 to 7:30, hence only one more show on October 24th. I then have fill-ins coming in until the end of January to help me out while I'm away visiting all my friends and family down under. And note to everybody, no one says down under in Australia, just so you know. So what I try to do with Are You Aware? Music that has something to say, I profile music or musicians that take the route of positive action over apathy. So what that means is I either find a song that has a positive social justice message or any kind of positive message, or I just really like the song and I find out about what the artist has done philanthropically. And now that's all in an endeavor, I'll get it right in a second, to get you guys out there, the listeners, to be inspired through music to go out and do something good for the world around you or your local community. And this is all so that we all live a better and more fulfilling life through music and community action. So that's what it is. That's the method to my music choices for you for an hour and a half every second Thursday. Now, if you want to know more about Black Gardenia, you can check them out on October 11th. They're going to be playing Vintage Jazz Dance from 7:30. It's a quintet, and it's at, the Black Gardenia Quintet is a double bill with Company B Big Band at St. James Hall, and I'm going to get them to talk a little bit more about that when they're back in the studio with us. But in the meantime, I'm going to keep the ukulele theme going because I love the ukulele in Black Gardenia, and I really love the the next band, and I'm so excited they have a new album that's just come out. This is She and Him, and their album is Volume 3. Now, the She and Him have been around for a few years, and you might actually recognize the singer when you see her face, something like that. So she plays vocals, piano, ukulele, and then there's M. Ward on guitar and production. And they actually released their first album, Volume 1, in 2008, and they met on the set of the film Go-Getter, which was one of the films that obviously Deschanel has starred in. And the director was Martin Hines, and he actually introduced them and asked them to play a song on during the credits of that movie. And they basically bonded over their shared interest in records produced by George Martin and Phil Spector. Now, She and Him has actually been involved with a CD called Every Child Within, which is was a bunch of artists coming together in 2011, including She and Him and Burt Bacharach, as well as David Crosby, Kenny Loggins, Lisa Loeb, God, I haven't heard that name in a while, and a bunch of other people as well. Now, this was to support Every Child Foundation, which is their mission is to have a society where no child suffers from disease, disability, abuse, neglect, or poverty. Now, each year they annually seek out and fund new projects directly serving children with tangible results. And they also advocate for legislative and public policy changes to assist unaccompanied homeless youth children and children in the juvenile justice and foster care systems as well. So that is a really cool little foundation. So if you want to know more about the Every Child Foundation, just go to that lovely Oracle Google, and I'm sure they can find it out. You can find out some more information about them. But without further ado, I am going to be playing you She and Him, Turn to White, from their new album, Volume 3. You're on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver.
I took a picture. Your form was cloudy in the night. You wrote a letter. You said you tried to shed some light on the good and the wicked things we do. Face my direction. I wanna see you better, dear. You're a distraction from everything that I fear. And the good and the wicked things I do. Sometimes, oh, sometimes I think I could fade away in the light, oh, the light of an ever sunny day. But I'm stronger than the picture that you took before you left. In the light, if faded to white, in the light, colors turn to white. Indian summer, I caught a glimpse of things to come, racing to I never think before I run to the good and the wicked things you do. Sometimes, oh, sometimes I think I could fade away in the light, oh, the light of an ever sunny day. But I'm strong. and the light, if faded to white in the light, the colors turn to white in the light, if faded to white in the light, the colors.
UnionEvents.com is pleased to present Streetlight Manifesto.
Would you be upset if I told you we were dying? And every cure they gave us was a lie. Oh, they mean it when they say we're dead and doomed.
Seven guys, seven different musical backgrounds, seven different personalities, one band, one unique and unmistakable voice. With guests Mike Park and Dan Potthast. Saturday, October 19th at Venue on Granville Street. Tickets are available at unionevents.com, ticketfly.com, Zulu Records, and Red Cat Records.
Listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. And we just heard Deer Hunter. They are America's sort of new wave 60s grunge fantasticness. I love that song. It reminds me of, I feel like I should be in crop pants and twisting on the beach or something like that. I'm just making things up as I go along. Surprise, surprise. That's their sixth studio album, and it was released in May of this year. And the song we just heard was Pensacola, and the album was Monomania. Gosh, they like to use their four-syllable words. So they've actually going to be they did headline All Tomorrow's Parties Music Festival, which is a music festival that happens in England during June. And it's a very unique music festival. I've talked about this before, but basically it was named after the Velvet Underground song, All Tomorrow's Parties. And it's literally a alternative festival from the more corporate Reading and Glastonbury Festival. And it tries to bring out the avant-garde post-rock bands, as well as some hip-hop as well. And the thing that I like about all tomorrow's parties is it's a sponsorship-free festival where the organizers and artists stay in the same accommodation. Because I find I've been to a few festivals over the years, and every time I go, I feel like there's more and more advertising and more labeling, and it sort of detaches from the beauty of the music. In the middle there, we had Toki Monster with her album of a few years ago, Midnight Menu, with that song Death by Disco. And she's better known as she's aka as Jennifer Lee, better known as Toki Monster. She's an American electronic music producer, recording artist, and DJ from LA, California. She was ranked in 2010 as the female DJ, number one female DJ in Los Angeles, and is actually the first female to join Flying Lotus crew label Brain Feeder, which is at the forefront of the LA music scene. So good for her for coming on as the only girl. She was actually around in 2012 in Canada for the first electronic music themed train tour, which is kind of cool, which had Diplo, Pretty Lights, and Grimes in there as well. And then before Toki Monster, we had Toronto's own The Darcy. I'll get it right in a minute. The Darcys, from their new album Warring, and that was The River. Now, The Darcys have been around for quite some time, and this is actually their third release of on the Arts and Crafts label, and they actually had The Darcys' 2011 album and AJA. So this was actually written over 3 years and recorded in Toronto in the final 6 months of last year. We're mere nanoseconds away from Black Gardenia coming into the studio, but to get you in the mood for their soulful jazz, ukulele, Hawaiian, Americana goodness, I'm trying to put in as many adjectives as I can, I'm going to play another song off their first album, Black Gardenia. This is Don't Think Twice. You're on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver.
To sit and wonder why, babe, if you don't know by now, and it ain't no use to sit and wonder why, babe. It don't matter anyhow. When the rooster crows at the break of dawn, look at your window and I'll be gone. You're the reason I'm traveling on. But don't think twice, it's all right. And it ain't no use in turning on your light, babe. That light I've never known. And it ain't no use in turning on your light, babe. I'm on the dark side of the road. I wish there was something you could do or say to try and make me change my mind and stay. We never did much talking anyway, but don't think twice, it's all right. like you never did before. And it ain't no use in calling out my name, babe. I can't hear you anymore. I'm thinking and wondering, walking down the road. Once love a man, a child, I'm told. I gave him my heart, but he wanted my soul. But don't think twice, it's all right. I'm walking down that long and lonesome road, babe. Where I'm bound, I can't tell. But goodbye is too good a word, babe. So I'll just say very well. I ain't saying you treated me unkind. You could have done better, but I don't mind. You just kind of wasted my precious time. But don't think twice, it's all right. But don't think twice, it's all right.
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. And I'm talking today with two-fifths of Vancouver's own jazz quintet, Black Gardenia. With us today, we have Daphne Rubini. I got it right, right?
Yes.
Awesome.
Yeah, no.
Hi. And then Andrew, which is a really easy last name, Smith. How are you? And they are the husband and wife team that make up, I guess, the nucleus of Black Gardenia.
Yeah.
You're going to like, I'll take that.
Yeah, I'll take that. Okay, yeah.
So for those that may not know about Black Gardenia, can you sort of give us a bit of a background of the band and the evolution of it and your sound and all that good stuff?
Mm-hmm. Well, I was singing jazz in London before coming to live in Vancouver, which was quite a while ago now, I think over 7 years ago. And Andy and I met in a jazz summer school in the south of France. We were both training with some of London's top jazz teachers.
That's a little bit romantic.
It was very cute. And then when we came here, we really got into the kind of more Americana and old country and the roots jams that we used to go to at the railway. And so we thought, yeah, it's London jazz meets Americana. So we're doing like basically vintage tunes, either jazz, blues, old country. And so it's got a slightly different sound to a straight-ahead jazz trio in that it's more behind the beat. It's more spacious in the way that we play. And we have a lap steel player and a bass player that's used to playing country as well as jazz. And our trumpet player comes from the kind of the heart of jazz. He's from actually Atlanta, Georgia. Chris Davis is his name. And he's got that kind of roots swing. He's got, how would you describe him?
Sort of sound. So we've sort of got an eclectic mix, I guess, of styles with Daphne and I from London, and sort of the English aspect of playing that jazz, and then with the Americana bit being the local musicians here, and then with Chris from America as well.
And tunes like Wayfaring Stranger and Crazy and Coco Hart, like Hank Williams, as well as some Django Reinhardt stuff, and as well as some of those
Bob Dylan.
And so,
which is a little bit of a curveball for jazz, right?
I know. It's like, I say we're allowed if I like it.
So that's my rule of thumb on this show. If I like it, it's going on air.
Yeah, that's a special EP for you. There's only about 50 of you that have that one.
Nice.
So there we go. You're special.
I feel very special. Well, and I remember seeing you guys first time at the Revel Room and being mm-hmm. blown away because you recognize these tunes from years and years and years ago. You know, they just filter through everybody's consciousness, and then you forget about them, and then you hear them in such a unique way, especially with the lap steel and the ukulele bringing in that Hawaiian influence right. as well, mm-hmm. which I always thought was such a fantastic way to sort of bring jazz to, I mean, jazz is jazz, and people
right.
can hear jazz yeah. anywhere, the same mm-hmm. sort of bar mm-hmm. rhythm, all mm-hmm. that. So to meld it with the ukulele, and then just, it sort of brings that freshness that's it's always needed when you've got I'm not going to say an old music, but a music that's
yes.
it's been around for a long time.
Yes.
We don't have a drummer in our band, so the rhythm comes from all the players in terms of mm-hmm. of how we play together. Mm. So we create our own rhythm without having drums, and I think that's a bit different as well in this
yes.
genre of music.
Yeah, it's actually got more flexibility and works kind of in an organic way together, and that's probably what you're feeling. And thanks, yeah, you've always been a great supporter, and we really appreciate it, Flo.
Well, I like good music.
Yeah, well, we appreciate you. And you know, we're just growing. We're the band's been together for 3 years now, and we were at the Revel Room for 3 years, weekly a residency, which is apparently very unusual in Vancouver. And now we're working on our album, and we've got some gigs out of town, and so we said, okay, we're gonna just take a little space from a weekly gig, and then we've got kind of bigger gigs. I'm getting phone calls for doing, but we always love the Revel Room, and it's a great space, and we'll be back there one day, I'm sure.
Good, because I would always promote it as like the best date night in town to go down there, right? Like on a Sunday, it was free. I remember going a couple of times, like, I don't have to pay to listen to these guys play. Sweet, I'm down. Have a few drinks, have a few nibbles, and
that's nice. Yeah, well, we really enjoyed it. I have to say, I'm a romantic, so seeing, you know, I can actually see people from where I'm standing. It's yeah. almost like when you're performing, people watching must think that the person performing can't see them or something. And but I always used to watch that kind of little romantic things going on around the room.
Some babies might have been made after
exactly,
after some performance.
I'm proud of that.
Hey, you're happy.
I'm happy to help in any way. Yeah. Spread the love. Spread yeah. the love.
You're helping us reach 8 billion. That's what's going on.
Well, we've got the Jazz Cellar gig coming up, which is a Sunday, and that's November the 17th. And last time we did that in February, it was actually sold out. So there's something lovely about having a listening gig. So that's kind of the difference now, that some of the gigs we're playing now are real listening gigs, and the audience are thanking me that they're able to hear the band. And so that's one of the advantages,
well, and
I suppose.
I always feel bad for musicians, like when you're sitting there and people are gabbing away and you're trying to play, and I mean, God, I don't know how you don't like stop the music and say, shut up, like I'm trying to perform here, right? And so that is what's really cool about the Jazz Cellar, is that you don't talk while the band's playing.
Yeah.
It's such a refreshing thing to have.
Yeah, I think for some orders, I didn't actually really mind, because there's something, I know people are enjoying it, I know for me, if I'm somewhere and I'm enjoying the band, I'm not necessarily like staring at them. I could be, as long as I see feet tapping around, which I always do, or I know when people are enjoying it, so I don't really actually mind. But I think for the audience members, some people, especially some of our students from the ukulele school, or people that want to come down specifically to hear us, like to hear quiet and actually be able to kind of interact with the band in silence as well. Well, not actual silence, but you know, just without people going ha ha and cheers, and which is great too.
Well, yeah, it's sort of a double-edged sword. It creates an ambience, but then sometimes you can't hear the band, so it's a bit
right,
like
exactly. So it's like that fine line, exactly.
So talking about the ukulele, because it is such a unique instrument. We're going to hear it, Miss Ukulele, later on. It's such a unique instrument that you wouldn't really see in jazz usually, right?
No.
So how did that happen? How did you marry the ukulele with the more traditional jazz sound?
Well, for me, I trained with some of London's top jazz singers, Ian Shaw, Carol Grimes, and some great teachers. And so I've always loved jazz since I was like 13, listening to the old divas when I just shut myself in my room. And a lot of my training was just by listening to records.
You had a brush in the mirror, right?
Absolutely. I have to admit it. Yes. So I started training myself when I was really young. My parents would be like, what are you doing in there? Like, nothing. Leave me alone. I'll be dancing. And then so the jazz was kind of in me, and I was singing in London for a while, but it never really, it was going, depending on the band I was with. And once I discovered the ukulele, I somehow was able to just really express my voice, like the simplicity of its musical context. And then that coupled with meeting Andy and him being guitarist and us basically playing after dinner at home. And the ukulele is so simple in a way to learn that I know there's quite a few other jazz singers around that say that I've inspired them to sing using their ukulele. They've started playing the ukulele, so I'm really happy about that, because I think for women singers it's really nice to have that autonomy, privacy, and fun.
And it's easy to get around.
Yeah, and easy to get around. And of course, when you start getting to the melody playing and chords higher up the fretboard, then it starts being more skilled, in inverted commas, even though you couldn't see me doing that weird finger thing.
They feel it.
They know what I mean. So there is that next level that takes actual work. Which I've been kind of enjoying. I mean, we play every day at home, don't we?
It's better than watching TV.
We don't have a TV.
Good for you guys.
No, we don't. We're just like, oh, do you want to play? And he's like, okay, yeah, let's have a go.
But is it 3 a.m? Yes, it is. It's okay.
He doesn't mind if I play and sing in the middle of the night.
Oh, well, that's
sometimes
good.
I do if I wake up.
And that makes him probably stay asleep and just enjoy. It's better than
alarm. Actually, Andy's just, I mean, he plays an old Gibson now, lovely beat up old Gibson, which has a lovely sound, and I play a ukulele that he actually made me. I thought that was probably one of my most romantic presents, making me this ukulele. And but he's also learning the ukulele soon. Well, just I mean performing soon, but he's learning in secret. Oh, I wasn't supposed to tell anyone. No. Oh well, everyone's heard now.
Everyone's going to expect you playing the ukulele next show.
He's moved over to the dark side.
So, Andy, how did you come towards jazz? Was it from when you were a kid, or?
Yeah, my father was a really good piano player, primarily classical in his early times, but he was in the British Army, and through that he got to play jazz and played in various jazz bands, and we always had a piano at home. So he was always playing. So I had those sounds around me.
Mm-hmm.
But when I took up the guitar initially, I was more into the sort of folk side of things. And you know, at school we used to do folk songs and things like that. But I sort of got into, I suppose, the likes of Simon and Garfunkel and Bob Dylan and Tom Paxton. I think was probably one of my early heroes, because I like the songs, but I also liked his finger-picking style. And so I suppose I've evolved over a period of time of having interest in jazz and the sounds of jazz and the chords of jazz, but in some ways the technique of a folky type player. And so my style now is slightly hybrid in terms of mostly I use a pick, but I do cross picking, and then I play melody notes and I play bass lines all at the same time.
you're kind of a specialist, aren't you?
Well, I don't know. It's a little. You know, I think every guitarist develops, you know, in their own way and has their own influences, which eventually come out in their playing. So, I guess that's where I am now. I mean, it's always a work in progress. One's always interested in other players and what they're doing, and you know, a new lick or a new sound or something like that, which to incorporate.
And the Kingston Big Band and Art Deco as
yeah.
well.
I
those
was very
bands.
Fortunate in London, I worked at a university for quite a number of years, and through that, within the School of Music, we had an amazing performance program, which involved classical music and jazz, but also we had djembe groups and we had a big band, which I was involved in starting. So, lots of influence, lots of listening, but also lots of participation, because these students were really good.
So you want them involved.
I was invited to participate, and there's, you know, I have my personal motto is to try and learn something new every day. So with an open mind and in that environment, then there were lots of things to learn and lots of things to experience and lots of musical fun to be had as well.
Well, and you made a good point. You said that your music and the way you play is hybrid, which seems to be where music is, right? Like there's, you know, back in years ago, it was like you play jazz and that's it. You play blues and that's it. You play rock, that's it. But now you have people mashing up, you know, Britney Spears with Nirvana as in the electronic side, and then you have like garage rock bands playing folk. And so, I think that a lot of the music styles that were sort of, you know, evolutionary back 100 years ago are now being changed and morphed
I think the internet's got a lot to do with that, in that particularly, you know, through iTunes and other programs, you can access anything. You can put in a title and not necessarily know what's going to come up in terms of its genre or its legacy, and I think that's quite exciting, really, because you get new listeners listening to old stuff, but in a new way, and that sort of keeps everything going.
Mm-hmm.
But I think you're right. There's a fusion of lots of different styles,
and I think it's great because it also keeps that music alive that might be forgotten. Yeah. Right?
I think you're right because then people look to reference where it came from, you know, where its origins were, and then discover that lineage.
Mm-hmm.
And then alongside that probably discover other artists who are performing at the same time doing either similar things or crossover things, and also then through that you can see a development of a music like the blues, for example. You can actually see and you can hear artists in later years who have been influenced by previous people. So,
and sampling's a huge example of that
as
well. I mean, I'm forever hearing funk licks and parts of funk songs coming back in.
Yeah.
Like Blurred Lines, a classic example of using, I think it was like Otis Redding song or something like that, right? Like it was, and you know, I think that and what you guys are doing is keeping things fresh and keeping them current, and I think that's the only way that like older music is going to survive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I always thought it was really interesting, like the kitchen staff at the Revel Room, the young guys, the real hipsters that used to work in the kitchen, would come out and go, I know that song, and it'd be like a vintage 30s song. It's on my blah, blah, blah video game. And I was like, whoa, okay, cool, I've got to find your video company. and so I thought that was really interesting as well, that there's kind of this, because what I observe of the people that like the band, they'd be like kind of hipsters with their parents, and it really crosses over kind of generationally. And I find that inspires me that young people are really into these genres of music.
Absolutely. Mm. And like you say, it does create that multi-generational bonding, right? Back in the 60s, you know, my mum's parents wouldn't understand who the hell Bob Dylan was or Bob Marley or whatever, and turn that music off. I mean, the joke in our family is one Christmas I gave my stepdad and he gave me the same Dusty Springfield CD. So there you go, right?
That's a cool family. My dad gave me Shirley Bassey.
Well, my stepdad would like Shirley Bassey as well. But yeah,
I love Shirley Bassey.
I love Shirley Bassey too. She's
one of my mentors.
Yeah, she is definitely a lady that can wail and will always, you know, that's the great thing about music. It's never going to die. It's always going to be coming fresh and new, and there's always going to be a new audience experiencing it. And that's where, for me, is the influence in music, that, you know, that is one of our best achievements as a human race is music, and how, and the longevity of it and what it does to you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of the songs that we do are just absolutely great songs, so it's fun and a pleasure to sing them. And
yes,
if we're doing them in a different way, that's cool as well. So.
And it's a great education. Mm-hmm. I mean, last night I just kind of woke up in the night and found myself writing a song. And then afterwards I thought, oh my God, I've just been absorbing and learning these fantastic chord progressions and beautiful melodies. And it's all gone into my brain as a kind of just waiting there to gestate for like new songs to come out as well. So I think it's a great... That's how all the great musicians really educated themselves, through experiential learning and
absolutely
absorption.
And I mean, you always hear like my dad used to play some style of record, or like he was a preacher or something like that, where there's music always there.
An influence.
Now, so we're going to hear some songs very shortly from No Moon At All, and which is your most recent album.
Yes, it
is. So tell us about that album and what was the inspiration from the songs that you chose. Are there any originals on here, or are they all
No, they're standards, yeah. Yes. That's a great question. I think those songs reflected our journey, that our beginning journey, in terms of crossing over those genres, and we actually just picked the songs that we loved.
Simple and straightforward.
Yeah, we were like, which ones do we all like? And we all sat around the table and we all wrote a list. And the ones that correlated with each other were the ones that we picked.
Mm-hmm. That's extremely democratic.
Yes, it was.
That's how we did it.
And are you looking for the new album to put some new stuff on there, like original
definitely.
Stuff?
I might do. I've got a few projects again, which is why I'm really hunkering down to do some recording. One is a ukulele album that will be for the kind of part of the ukulele school that I'm the founder of, and then for Black Gardenia, we have so many new tunes that we absolutely love, and we were like rehearsing. We've got some shows coming up, so we're rehearsing them. And again, it's that when I love a song, really love it, that's when it goes on the album. And so it's kind of, I wouldn't say more of the same. I would say it's the next evolution, and the sound is still that London jazz meets Americana, and I don't know how to describe its difference. I think it's without saying it's more of the same, it's kind of more
maybe,
of
maybe a little more mature as well. As yeah. We've played together, for a number of years now, we've sort of settled into each other's ways and
yes,
and those musical ideas.
Because the first album, this album, No Moon At All, was we'd been playing together for a year.
Just over a year. Yes. Yeah.
And so now we've been together 3 years.
And now you have a bit of a new lineup as well. So
we have a new bass player.
Okay. Mm.
But otherwise, Chris Davis, the trumpet player and flugel, was on No Moon At All. Jimmy Roy playing lap steel, he was on He's Still With Us. And our new bass player is Patrick Metzger, and he plays, he's more schooled in the jazz standards, and so we were actually having a bit more vintage jazz in it, and also in terms of touring, he's more available for that. So it's got and then my ukulele playing, I'm playing more melodies as well. I'm really loving playing melodies and allowing myself, like, I'm not a jazz soloist. I can scat. I don't scat very often. I do it when I'm really moved to. Okay, I think I'll scat now. But I try to keep it to a minimum.
Right?
I keep it to a minimum. I'm no dissing of anyone scatting. But for me, I like, the songs are so beautiful. And I think that is what is our kind of forte, is that we're kind of quite true to the songs in a way. Simple,
absolutely.
Keep them simple.
Well, we should play some of these
songs.
So what we're going to hear now, we're going to let Black Gardenia play a couple of their songs, and then we'll come back and have a quick chat, and then they'll play a couple more songs. So the first song, do you want to announce it?
I'd love you to.
Okay, so this is from their most recent album, No Moon At All. Quickly, when's the new one due out? Putting you on the spot.
Oh, no, it's okay. We're just beginning to record, so... Depends how quickly that
early
happens. I think so. I think in the spring next year.
Spring next year. Okay, so take a listen. They're obviously fantastic. You've already heard some of their EP that only a few people have. I'm lucky to have one of them. We're going to hear Exactly Like You from No Moon At All. This is Black Gardenia. You're listening to CITR 101.9 in Vancouver.
I know I've waited, and I know I've been blue. Prayed each night for someone exactly like you. Oh, and why should we spend money on a show or two? No one plays those love scenes exactly like you. You make me feel so grand, I wanna give the world to you. You make me understand his foolish little dream. I'm dreaming, scheme, I'm scheming now. I know why mother, she taught me to be true. She met me for someone exactly like you. Make me feel so grand, I wanna give the world to you. You make me understand each foolish little dream. I'm dreaming, scheme, I'm scheming now. I know why mother, she taught me to be true. She made me for someone exactly like you.
Okay.
Announcement.
Yeah.
Let's do Coco Hall.
Coco Hall, okay, yeah.
I tried so hard, my dear, to show you're my every dream. And you're afraid each thing I do is just some evil scheme. A memory from your lonesome past keeps us so far apart. Why can't I free your deaf mind and melt your cold heart? Another love before my time, may your heart sad and blue. And so my heart is paying now for things I didn't do. In anger, unkind words I said, they make the teardrop stop. Why can't I free your deaf mind and melt your cold, cold heart? So the next tune we're going to play is the title track of our album, No Moon At All. Just going to have a quick tune because it's pretty warm in here.
Speak amongst yourselves, people, while the musicians tune. And where can you find No Moon At All? Online?
Yes, at Amazon, CD Baby, iTunes.
Okay, and from Black Gardenia... you can find it out from the Black Gardenia website.
From the website, but it should be on CD Baby as well. If you just go to CD Baby or Amazon.
So the next song we're playing is No Moon At All from No Moon At All.
Yes.
You're on CITR with Black Gardenia.
No moon at all, one night. Even lightning bugs have dimmed their light. Stars have disappeared from sight, and there's no moon at all. Oh, don't you make a sound, it's so dark. Even Fido is afraid to bark. What a perfect chance to bark, and there's no moon at all. Should we want atmosphere for inspiration, dear walkies? We'll make it clear that tonight is right and bright. Moonlight might interfere. No moon at all up above. This is nothing like they told us of. Just to think we fell in love and there's no moon at all.
Welcome. So, and we still have a couple of more. What are you playing next?
We're going to play a great folk tune written by Ewan McCall, written in 1947, about city up north. It was
Salford.
Let's call it the wrong thing. Salford, and it's Dirty Old Town.
Didn't the Pogues do this?
Yes. They did.
I like your version. I like both your versions. Yeah, I'm being diplomatic. No, but that's how, like, for me, when I heard you guys play it at the Revel Room, I was like, oh, that's the Pogue song that I know, right?
Yeah,
like, I mean,
totally. I mean, it was all, I mean, I'm going to sound like Spinal Tap now. It's anthemic.
We'll get a foam Stonehenge in here and it'll be
it's
all
anthemic.
Good.
It was an Irish anthem in a way.
Absolutely, absolutely. All right, so you're listening to Black Artinia on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver.
My love by the gasworks wall, dreamed a dream by the old canal, kissed a boy by the factory wall, dirty old town, dirty old. Drifting across the moon, cats are prowling on their beat. Spring's a boy in the street at night. Dirty old town, dirty old town.
a siren from the dock. I saw the train set the night on fire. Smell the spring on the smoky wind. Daddy,
before we bid you adieu, I know you've got one more song for us, but tell us, where can people find you over the next few weeks?
Oh, well, tomorrow night we have a big show at St. James Hall, which is at 10th, West 10th and Trotch. Doors open at 7:30 and we'll be on around 8:15. And we're double billing with Company B Jazz Big Band. And they're a great band, good friends of ours, and they're Andrew Sisters Trio with a big band. So it'll be a great night, vintage jazz dance. But you can chill, listen, or dance the night away, whatever fancy.
And people can buy tickets at the door?
They can buy tickets online for $18 or at the door for $25. But here's the secret. If you say swing it, you can get a ticket for $20. Don't
remember
tell
that.
and then November the 17th, we've got some private gigs between now and then, but November the 17th is the next big gig for us with the whole band. That's the whole quintet, and that's at the Jazz Cellar, November the 17th. And you'll be able to reserve a table or get tickets from Corey Weed's Jazz Cellar. And again, that's at Broadway and Alma.
And is it just you that night, or is there others
as
well?
We do a
not just you, but you know
no,
what I mean.
No, no, no.
We're the featured act.
You're the headliner.
It's us doing two sets, and tomorrow night we'll be doing one set, and Company B Jazz Band will be doing one set.
And what time are you guys on? So people
we're
don't
on,
miss it.
We're on at around 8:15. Yes, and they're on later.
So 10th and Trutch, if you like the beautiful sounds. St. James Hall tomorrow night. Do yourself a favour. If you can't catch them, go down to the Jazz Cellar on November 17th. I got it right. I got a good memory. But you can also always find out all great things about Black Gardenia on their website, which is, let me click on... You know, it's pretty easy, blackgardenia.ca. You can't really miss it. And they have all their shows. You can also, if you're interested to learn the ukulele, I'm going to give you a plug. Ruby's Ukes does all different sizes of workshops and courses from beginners to advanced. And you can find all about that out at Black Gardenia. And I've done one of their workshops, and she's a very good teacher.
Thank you.
I cringe every time I see Daphne, because I'm like, oh, I haven't been practicing my ukulele.
I'll just inspire you again.
I know. I'm taking it with me. I'm going to practice when I'm at home. So it was a joy having you guys on, as always.
Nice. Thank you very much for inviting
Thanks for inviting us.
Of course. And this will be podcasted within the next couple of days. I'll send it to you. And if you want to hear it again, check out their albums. Go and see them. Support jazz music in Vancouver. You got to support your local artists.
Absolutely.
So what are you guys going to leave us with today?
We're going to finish with a Duke Ellington tune called Caravan.
Fantastic. You're listening to Black Gardenia, and you're on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver.
night and stars above that shine so bright. The mystery of that faded light that shines upon our caravan. Sleep upon my shoulder as we creep across the sand so I may keep the memory of our caravan. This is so exciting and you are so inviting. Resting in my arms as I grew to let you jump on you. Beside me here beneath the blue, my dreams of love are coming true within a desert caravan.
Yay! I love the ukulele riff.
Duke Ellington
doing the ukulele riff. Well, thank you guys so much.
Thank you so much for having us.
And James Hall, St. James Hall's tomorrow night, 10th and Trudge. Check them out. Or if you can't do that, November 17th at the Jazz Cellar. And we look forward to new music coming out next year.
Yeah. That's it. Thanks so much.
Thank you. My pleasure. We're going to put some ads on and say goodbye to Black Gardenia, and I'll be back in about 5 minutes. You're on CITR 101.9. I'll get it right in a minute. Vancouver. It's perfectly unpolished on this show.
CITR is proud to sponsor the first annual Safe Fest, an all-ages, multi-venue, multi-day music festival, October 10th to the 13th in various locations around Vancouver. Centered around the local music community, the festival aims to be an inclusive experience where access is granted to people of all ages not to only experience the live music scene, but also participate in it. All proceeds go to Safe Amplification Society and the Music Tree to help raise money for the establishment of a permanent all-ages live music venue in Vancouver. For more information, go to safefest.ca.
Media Democracy Days presents their fifth annual fundraising Concert Democracy Loud, taking place Thursday, October 17th in 2013 at the Railway Club, doors at 8 p.m. Funds raised go to support media reform and democratization in Canada. The event features three local bands and great prizes. Tickets are $10. For more information, visit therailwayclub.com and look under events.
Ball stretched out and uncurled would extend about four times around the circumference of the world.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the Commercial Drive area at
Bone Rattle Music Limited, High Life Records, and People's Co-op Bookstore.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus or online at citr.ca.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 in Vancouver, and I want to say a big, big thanks to Daphne and Andrew for coming in and delighting us with the cool Louisiana jazz Americana Hawaiian goodness that is Black Gardenia. They played some great tracks just then. I'm going to back announce all of them. Let's see if I can get them in order. We heard Caravan, and then we heard, before that we heard Dirty Old Town, No Moon at All, Cold Cold Heart, and Exactly Like You, and they're all from their new album, No Moon at All. So I just wanted to say thanks so much for that. It's really great to hear local Vancouver jazz and such a good sound. Again, they're playing tomorrow night at St. James Hall on 10th and Trutch, and then down at Corey Weed's Jazz Cellar on November 17th. Check them out. You won't regret it. Right now, we just heard Foals from their new album, Holy Fire, called, and that song was called Inhaler. We're about 4 minutes away before Darren G gets in with stereoscopic readout, and he's doing a funky old dance outside the studio right now in anticipation for basically the next 2 hours of awesomeness defined in music. As always, I'm going to leave you with a educational song at the end of my show. I've started this a couple of shows ago, and I'm loving it. I'm trying to educate you out there, not educate you, but just let you know about some songs that have such an important part in musical history. Basically, what I'm trying to do at the end of each show is highlight a song from the past that had not only musical influence, but also social change influence. And the song that I've chosen for the last song of today is Sam Cooke's A Change Is Gonna Come. And I love this song. It's such a beautiful song. It was released in 1964 as a single, and it was written and first recorded in 63, but wasn't released until after Sam Cooke's death in 1964. Although it was only a modest hit for Cooke in comparison to his previous singles, this song came to exemplify the 60s civil rights movement. And like so many of these songs that came about in the 60s, especially around civil rights and things like that, they really resonate today as things haven't changed that much, unfortunately. It's number 12 on the Rolling Stone 500 Greatest Songs of All Time. This is my song to say goodbye. I'll see you on October 24th for my Best of 2012. Be good to one another. You're on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. 'Cause I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know
change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me, don't hang around. It's been a long, a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. Then I go to my brother and I say, brother, help me, please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there have been times that I thought I couldn't last for long, but now I think I'm able to carry on. It's been a long time coming, but I know
Fred Durst?
He's like Iggy.
Oh, you are sorely mistaken. I
play something from $3 Bill, y'all.
What is that?
That's the landmark Limp Bizkit album.
Limp Bizkit? Oh my God! I mean,
wait, you don't agree that those are the most crucial grooves you've heard since Funkadelic?
What, Limp Bizkit grooves? Yeah, absolutely.
It's
I know.
The ultimate cross between Funkadelic and Rob Tyner.
Yeah, no, I don't agree at all.
Oh, you do not deserve a radio show.
CITR 101.9 FM, your crucial groove station.
It's just a lie.